let me explain how we very quickly end up in a situation where the Trump administration is arresting and executing Christians across America. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And we've just seen the International Criminal Court issue arrest warrants for the war criminals Netanyahu and Gallant. I think they also issued an arrest warrant for a Hamas leader as well. And they have previously issued arrest warrants for, I think, Vladimir Putin, for example. Russia and the United States do not recognize the ICC, nor does Israel, of course. But this decision by the ICC is, of course, backed by tremendous evidence that Israel is committing genocide. They are engaged in war crimes. They are depriving the people of Palestine food, water, and basic medical and humanitarian assistance. They're doing that on purpose. And that's in addition to the year-long bombing campaign of bombing residential buildings, slaughtering women and children, bombing hospitals, bombing universities, even Christian hospitals, by the way, bombing refugee camps, food aid workers, and all the rest. And everybody sees this. Everybody is aware of it. And yet, virtually the entire GOP, but also some Democrats, but especially the GOP and the Trump administration, just pretends like, oh, this isn't a war crime. This is perfectly fine. Which begs the question, if they can justify genocide against human beings in Palestine, couldn't they also justify genocide against human beings in the United States? Well, of course they could. I mean, so could the Democrats, don't get me wrong. I'm not singling out the Republicans on this. All government is evil. I'm just pointing out that the Trump administration is forming up as a Zionist regime. They're not going to put America first, and they're certainly not going to put the Bill of Rights first. They're going to put Israel first, Zionism. Why do you think Matt Gaetz just got ejected out of the running for the AG? It's because he did not sufficiently bow down to the Zionists. That's why. It's very simple. He didn't take AIPAC money. He opposed the anti-free speech laws. He refused to go along with the Zionism agenda to occupy and take over the United States of America. By the way, that word is relevant here. Occupied is the name of a new film being released by Stu Peters in a few days, so that's definitely going to be worth checking out. I think that's at occupiedfilm.com. And I'm curious which platforms are going to ban that film. No doubt YouTube will, probably X. It'd be interesting to see if Rumble bans it or not. In any case, that's coming out. But here's how we end up in a situation where the Trump regime is rounding up and executing Christians, which is something that Dustin Nemos has warned about. A lot of other people have warned about this very thing. In fact, the late Jim Mars, when I knew him, he used to call me quite a bit. We used to have a lot of conversations as he was working on various books. You know, he died a few years back. What a great mind. Jim Mars is just one of the best investigative journalists in the history of our country. But he told me that he feared that there would be the rise of a right-wing tyranny in America as a backlash against the left-wing tyranny. And I remember thinking, you know, that seems crazy. How could that happen? And we're actually kind of watching it unfold right now. Right-wing tyranny. And here's how it can happen. Number one, Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, just said on an interview, I think maybe it was with Fox, he said that the minute Trump is sworn in, he's going to initiate deportations at light speed. And you've got Tom Homan, who is a hardcore guy. I mean, he is going to work that program, and he's going to round up illegals, and he's going to deport them. And for the record, I support that process of deporting illegals because I believe in the rule of law, and we have been invaded. And I had a whole conversation with Michael Yon about this very point. Like, we don't want to see the military used domestically, but Trump says he's going to need to use the military to assist with the deportations. And all of us who know what's going on, we understand that America cannot survive if you have all these millions of illegals coming in, effectively rigging elections, effectively stealing House seats, carrying out violent crime, etc. You have to stop the border, or the wide open border, and you have to remove the invaders who came in illegally. This must be done. So we're forced into a position where we have to use some kind of police force, possibly even assisted by military force, to remove these illegals. And the blue state governors and mayors have already said, well, they're going to resist that. They will not cooperate with it. They're going to harbor these illegals. And I say, Trump should arrest them. You have to play hardball with these people. If they are aiding and abetting invaders into America, you have to arrest them, charge them with sedition, charge them with treason, whatever the case may be. Surely Trump will declare an invasion. He will declare a state of emergency. This is what will give him emergency powers. He might even use the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. There are all kinds of powers in the hands of the president, whoever that happens to be. Trump can invoke all kinds of powers. He can bypass Congress. He can deploy the military by declaring an invasion. And frankly, he's got a lot of evidence to support that notion. For example, even I've reported on this. My own contacts have told me about the weapons smuggling across the border. There are drones delivering weapons packages over the border in Arizona, for example, from Mexico to Arizona. What are they delivering? All kinds of weapon systems. And this is well known, by the way, by the State Department. It's well known by Secret Service. Secret Service met with one of my contacts and went over all this because of the surface-to-air missiles that had been smuggled into the United States, okay? So Trump's security team is completely aware of this. Trump is aware of this. The Trump administration is aware of this. So he's got justification to declare that the country is being invaded, and he has justification to deploy the military and to round up and deport the 10-plus million illegals that are currently in America. And I support that. I support it kind of reluctantly because we just have no other choice. We have no other choice at this point. We can't lose our country. We have to deport the illegals. We have to protect the border. And then, yes, we can let them back in when they apply and when they're vetted and you know, we have a meritocracy. We can do that. I support legal immigration. Remember, I'm married to a legal immigrant. I support legal immigration. But I oppose illegal immigration, which is an organized invasion carried out by Alejandro Mayorkas, who also should be arrested and tried with treason. So how does this end up with Christians being arrested? Well, it's very simple. Into the military-aided deportation process, you're going to end up with troops on the streets of American cities. You're going to end up under an emergency state, some kind of a martial law, some kind of suspension of civil rights. I mean, it's very clear this is what Trump is going to do. In that process, the Zionists that funded the Trump campaign, you know, Adelson being probably the best known, but also AIPAC that gives money to almost all senators and members of the House, they are going to push for what Senator Chuck Schumer has been pushing, a nationwide law to outlaw criticism of Israel or criticism of Zionism by labeling it hate speech and making it a criminal offense. Now, this kind of nonsense is taking place across the UK right now, where police visit you based on your social media posts. This is a gross violation, obviously, of the First Amendment, but it's something that the Zionists demand because the Zionists cannot, they can't survive, at least their narratives can't survive in a country if public debate is allowed. If people are allowed to tell the truth about the evils of the genocide being carried out against the Palestinians by Israel and all the lies and the historical lies pushed by the Zionists, just the Zionist agenda is a wicked, evil, satanic agenda. And the only way that their narratives survive is through censorship. And that's why they have convinced most European nations to outlaw criticism of Zionism. And that's why social media platforms and tech platforms are being encouraged right now to ban even words like Zionism. Imagine that. Well, what if in the middle of this emergency scenario with military troops all over the streets of America and highway checkpoints, if Trump signs an emergency order because the Zionist told him to say, well, we're just going to round up everybody that's critical of Israel. We're going to say they're involved in hate speech. We're just going to round them up and take them over to these camps. What kind of camps? Well, the FEMA death camps, of course. And since your civil rights have already been suspended in this scenario, there's not much you can do, and they may have a list of people to go arrest, kicking in doors. Same thing that the FBI did under Biden against the J6 peaceful protesters. Kicking in people's doors, arresting them for no real reason. You know, it wasn't an armed insurrection. It was a peaceful protest, but you know how that went. Well, Trump could do the same thing against anybody named by Israel as an enemy of Israel. And Trump owes a lot of favors to these Zionists. Would he use the military to round people up? Well, normally you would say the answer would be no, no way, because Trump respects human rights and the Trump administration people, they're all humanitarians. But that's not true, is it? They're all actually supporters of genocide, aren't they? So they don't recognize human rights at all. And this puts us in a very dangerous situation where even people like myself, who are very vocal critics of the genocide of Israel, by the way, where people like myself are saying, yes, we need to use the military to stop the invasion of our country, but we don't want that military, obviously, to be used against the American people, American citizens. You know, that should be the line, obviously. If we're being invaded, yes, the military can engage the invaders and stop the invaders or kick out the invaders. But what if Israel convinces Trump to say, well, your American citizens are waging a war on Israel through their speech, you know, and they pull these leftist narratives like speech is violence, you know, and then Trump falls for it and signs an order. And then all of a sudden, that same military that's on the streets, maybe after they've rounded up most of the illegals, they're looking for something to do. You know, they're getting bored. And Trump hands them a new order. Oh, round up all the critics of Israel. That's not beyond the realm of possibility, is it? Especially given that everybody that's joining the Trump administration, almost without exception, is a Zionist supporter. That's true for RFK. It's true for Tulsi Gabbard. It's true for Stephen Miller. I mean, look at the list. Even Elon Musk is pro-Zionism, and he's used X to censor criticism of Israel. So all these Trump administration officials, with very few exceptions, are not just pro-Zionists, they excuse genocide, which means they're all willing to play politics and compromise any morality they once had in order to appease the genocidal war criminals in Israel, people like Netanyahu, who is a sociopathic lunatic, who has now been issued an arrest warrant by the ICC. So the Trump administration is not an America first administration, as you can tell. It is an Israel first administration. It's a Zionist administration, and they're going to go after critics of Zionism. The only question is how hard. Now, we know they're going to pass laws to, let's say, withhold funding from universities if those universities don't end the First Amendment, you know, to crack down on criticism of Israel on campus. Well, that sounds a whole lot like the kind of thing, you know, that the Biden administration did during COVID with all the lockdowns, and even to some extent, Trump did as well with Operation Warp Speed. It's a complete washing away of the First Amendment rights of the American people, replacing it with government tyranny. And so by defeating Kamala, who was horrific, but of course she wasn't really in charge of much, it was O'Biden, you know, Obama and Biden. By defeating Obama, we've defeated Marxism, but by electing Trump, we've replaced Marxism with Zionism. So that's now where we are. We're now in a Zionist tyrannical regime instead of a Marxist tyrannical regime. And the thing is, you know, the Marxists, yeah, the Marxists did a lot of, you know, violent protests and throwing Molotov cocktails on people and things like that. But the Zionists bomb women and children to death. And the Zionists say that you can never criticize them because of history, a lot of which was obviously falsified, by the way. All the Zionists do is lie, and they're experts at self-victimization. They always make themselves the victims. Even right now, they're pursuing this project of Greater Israel, which is a colonial expansion of Israel. And in order to achieve that, they are going to have to murder millions of people from Turkey to Egypt, including Jordan and Syria, part of Iraq, and all of Lebanon. They're going to have to take over all of Lebanon. And they need the United States in order to do that. Because, well, Israel's own military, the IDF, is failing. They're running out of men. I'm not even sure how many men they had. They had woke soy boys. They don't have a lot of men. But their combat effectiveness is waning dramatically. They're being defeated by Hezbollah and Hamas, and Iran is waiting to launch a missile barrage at any moment. Israel may not survive the next year, by the way. But Israel takes billions of dollars of money from the United States, launders some of that money back to AIPAC. AIPAC uses that money to buy off senators like Senator Cruz, who is an avowed Zionist, and Marco Rubio, also another avowed Zionist, who looks like may end up in the State Department. And then these bought-off legislators, they approve more funding and more weapons for Israel that Israel uses to try to achieve its Greater Israel expansion project, which requires slaughtering millions of people. Then the U.S. government and the left-wing media just whitewash all that. They say, well, it's not genocide. And then they whitewash the ICC arrest warrants. And they just try to, you know, gaslight all of us into thinking that Israel's just, it's only self-defense. Yeah, they bombed and murdered 50,000, 100,000 Gazans in the last year. Oh, it's all in self-defense. Yeah, so when they shoot six-year-old children in the head, as the doctors are telling us, that's self-defense. Yep, according to Israel, according to Senator Cruz, whom I did not vote for, by the way. I also did not vote for Trump for this very reason. Because Trump is a full-blown Zionist. Like I said, RFK is a Zionist. Almost everybody joining the Trump administration is a Zionist. So we're going to get Zionism. We're going to get a religious end times cult in charge of the United States government. Think about that. This is why I have said over and over again, the real danger is the existence of big government. And Trump is not your savior. Government's not your savior. Trump is not going to solve these problems. In many ways, he's going to make them worse. And if he goes all out, if he does what Israel wants him to do, he'll arrest and round up the critics of Zionism across America. That's how we could end up in precisely that situation. So I believe in freedom of speech, of course. And I have said publicly that if Trump initiates some kind of law, if he signs a law that tries to define criticism of Israel as hate speech, you know, for all Americans, I'm not talking about just a university policy. I'm talking about some nationwide law that tries to silence Americans. I will sue. I will file suit in federal court in Texas. And my legal team will be ready. We'll file that and we will ask for an emergency injunction. And I believe we will get that injunction. And if we have to, we'll go to a left-wing judge. You know what I mean? I mean, it shouldn't matter that they're left-wing or right-wing. All federal judges should support the First Amendment. And every president should recognize the Bill of Rights. But that's not where we are in history, is it? So if I have to sue the Trump administration, I will. And I believe I will win that injunction. I will win that lawsuit. And I will expose Trump's selling out of America for the interests of Israel and Zionism. Israel, a nation that may not even survive the next year because it is on a suicide path, thanks to Netanyahu. They've already lost almost 10% of their population, has left the country, by the way. Their economy is in shambles. Their international credit rating is in shambles. No one will invest money in Israel. Businesses are fleeing. Israel has no moral standards. They have no real rule of law anymore. There's practically a civil war inside Israel. On top of that, their Iron Dome doesn't work. Their Merkava tanks are easy pickings for Hezbollah. The IDF soldiers are woke, weak, crybaby soy boys. Israel may not last much longer. And there's not much that Trump can do to stop it. So keep that in mind. And look, I don't wish harm upon anybody. I don't have special hatred for Jews or Palestinians or Muslims or Russians or anybody. I want peace and coexistence, and Israel does not. Zionism is a racist, supremacist philosophy that believes that they alone have the right to slaughter anybody they want in order for them to take their land and take their resources. And that is just evil, and anybody who supports that is also evil. And since I can't be bought off, and I can't be threatened into silence, I'm going to continue to speak about this. There are a few other people who join me in this, like Harrison Smith. He's not afraid to speak out. You know, Stu Peters is speaking out. Dr. Jack Cruz is speaking out as well. I'm going to continue to speak out. And yeah, I'm going to get censored. I'm going to get smeared. Yeah, what else is new? I've been living with that for a decade. Still here, motherfuckers. You can't silence me. And I'm going to call out genocide. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. Pray for peace. God bless all those who support peace. And God will condemn all those who promote genocide. And that includes many U.S. senators, by the way. So good luck. All right, great news, folks. After many months of testing and prototyping and back and forth with designs, we now have the Patriot hatchet with Dawson knives. And this is now available at healthrangerstore.com. This is made with CPM 3V, which is a shatter-resistant, very hard-edge alloy that's just absolutely revolutionary. We worked on this design. I made some changes to the blade and the length. Also, this is a little bit longer than what was originally intended because of the leverage factor and the durability of using this as a tool. This is available right now with the G10 handles and the CPM 3V metal alloy, which is revolutionary, available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Search for Patriot Hatchet, and let me show you on the screen there. Here's a close-up image of what that looks like, and it's available in a couple different colors, handle colors, and it comes with this really amazing carbon fiber sheath that is very versatile, and you can switch it around for different mounting options as well. And this is just one of the survival blades that we have. We've also been working on a design for two new machetes. And let me bring up the first one here. These are called the Outfitter machetes. This is the shorter one. I know it looks pretty hefty right there, but it's 15 inches overall length. And this is a CPM Magna Cut alloy, which means it's highly corrosion resistant as well. So in addition to a very high Rockwell hardness and shatter resistance, but also the kind of flexibility that gives it resilience. I mean, again, this alloy is revolutionary. You buy this once. Buy nice, you don't have to buy twice. You buy this once in your life. That's the quality of this machete. It's a multi-purpose outdoor machete. We call it the Outfitter machete, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Outfitter machete and you'll find these. And again, I co-designed these with Dawson Knives. This is a specific design. Number one, it has serrations for the thumb right here so that you can put a lot of thumb pressure on it as needed. It has a finger guard here. Hold on, see if you see that. There's the finger guard, and the finger guard has a hole in it along with a hole here on the end so that if necessary, you can use this, you can tie paracord to it, you can make a handle, or you could even, you could attach it to other things. You can use it as an emergency, at least as a pry tool. It doesn't have, you know, a pry bar end. It's got a pointed end, but the shape of this blade is designed for multiple utility use, from hacking small vegetation to also being multipurpose, even for self-defense or other outdoor use. So this is a very rugged, very durable, corrosion-resistant, outdoor, multiple-use machete. Now, then this is, the next one, is the full-size, here's the full-size machete, which is called the Outfitter Extreme. This is a 20-inch overall blade, also made out of MagnaCut. We have different patterns, different kind of etching of the steel available. In fact, show my screen. Here's one of the pattern designs we have available. There are different designs and different colors of the handle, which is a G10 handle. Again, built for a lifetime, labeled as Health Ranger Survival Gear in conjunction with Dawson Knives. This is an extraordinary survival tool. It's also an outdoor garden tool. This is something that, again, you buy it once, you use it for a lifetime. It's not inexpensive. This is not some, you know, cheap steel or cheap China-made product. This is made in America. These are all crafted in Arizona by third-generation expert craftsmen who know how to make knives and blades and swords. I mean, they know this like nobody else. This is one of the best gifts that you could give somebody, or even a gift that you give yourself. These are tools that will last you a lifetime. So even just the hatchet as a survival item, it has so many uses, including, you know, survival, chopping up firewood or kindling or whatever you need it for around the ranch or on a camping trip, or a bug out bag for your vehicle or a bug out tool. You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to just rust away. It's not the handle. It's not cheap plastic that's just going to break away. This is a lifetime tool. So check all of these out at healthrangerstore.com. Understand that, again, the prices that you're going to see on these are not inexpensive. Quality made knives and quality steel, quality handles, quality craftsmanship is not cheap. But we have done our best to keep these prices within reason so that everybody who's serious about preparedness and survival can access these. Now, I also want to show you, we also still have this one, Escape from LA. This is a very popular design that I came up with. This is available on our website as well. It has a pry bar on the end here. Yeah, go ahead and show my screen. It has a reverse bottle cap opener, we call it, but it's actually a hook for hooking steel staples or barbed wire, anything like that. It's got multiple points here where you can tie it to other items, such as a spear stick. It has a flat edge. It can be used, you can hammer on top of it here and actually use it to hammer through things, or you can use it as a rugged pry bar. This is very strong. I call it Escape from LA because it's designed to help you escape an urban environment if you are trapped in a power outage or a war scenario or something like that. That's a very popular item. We have other knives and blades, all co-designed with Dawson Knives, available at healthrangerstore.com. We've got a little bit of a sale on some of them, not much, because there's honestly not a lot of margin in these. The cost is just the core cost is very high to get quality materials and quality craftsmanship. There's just no way around it. But if you want to take advantage of these, get them now at healthrangerstore.com and you will thank yourself. You will be able to put these to use immediately and you'll know that you've just bought the hatchet, the machete, or the knife, the only one that you're going to need to buy for a lifetime of use. That's how good these are. So thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, healthrangerstore.com.